This is our NIB newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the August 2016 issue of BBC History Magazine. Article selections have been made by the BBC History Magazine editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, we hear the history of Nazi leisure organisation, the KDF, in Holidays with Hitler, and Michael Wood on the great Muslim poet Rumi. But first, Lindy Grant on the extraordinary life of Eleanor of Aquitaine. Henry II and Richard I are among England's most celebrated kings. But when it came to resourcefulness, political nous, and sheer staying power, neither were the equal of the woman that bound them, Eleanor of Aquitaine. By Lindy Grant. When Richard the Lionheart inherited his father's realms in 1189, one of his first acts as king was to release his mother, Eleanor of Aquitaine, from imprisonment. But Richard did a lot more than just free Eleanor from the house arrest under which she had languished for 15 years. He entrusted her with the governance of England while he secured his continental realms. And so the newly liberated Queen Mother was soon progressing around the kingdom with a regal court, judging cases and organising the release of prisoners, a traditional demonstration of magnanimity by a new ruler. The contrast between Richard and his immediate predecessor as king couldn't have been more stark. For it was Henry II, Richard's father, who had imprisoned Eleanor as a punishment for supporting their son's first rebellion against him. While Henry locked Eleanor up, Richard gave her responsibility for his most prestigious territory at the delicate moment of the succession. So who was this woman who could inspire such faith and such fear in two of the most formidable men?